You are live on Ura Radio of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. We are here this morning to have a conversation with officials from the Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. And a rep is here, the general, the secretary, Makebo Akwaribo. Did I get the name right?
Yes, please.
Good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Great. So, when we talk about Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers, what are we talking about?
Thank you. So, the Ghana Federation of Forests and Farm Producers, GAFAP, is a national federation of smallholder forest and farm producers, which started off in 2019. GAFAP came about as a result of our work that we are having with the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO, on a project called the Forest and Farm Facility Project, of which most of the Forest and Farm Producer Organizations, which are members of GAFAP, are all part of. And we decided that there needed to be some collaboration in terms of among the forest and farm producers, which are members of GAFAP, to be able to do some national engagements, especially in terms of policy.
Right.
And that also brought about the formation of GAFAP. And also, to date, we are having about 17 member forest and farm producer organizations.
17 members.
Yes, right. That are across the various ecological zones. In fact, we are dealing with three ecological zones of the country.
Okay.
The savannah, which is for the northern savannah area, then of course the transition zone, which is in terms of the middle belt of the country,
right?
And then of course we are looking at also the forest zone, and these are all part of the membership of GAFAP, and we are doing things to do with forest and farm producer organizations.
Right. That's great. So let's talk about the areas of your operation. GAFAP, what are the areas of your operation?
Thank you so much. So at GAFAP, we have about four broad areas that we are looking at. We are looking at landscape and landscape resilience and how forest and farm producers can contribute to landscape and landscape resilience. At second area we are looking at very keenly is business and business incubation, especially forest-related businesses that forest and farm producer organizations are involved in. We are also looking at the social aspects of especially the environment, because people live in various societies.
Yeah.
So the social and cultural services that people are involved in is a key area we are looking at, especially looking at what cultural perspectives that, for instance, forest and farm producers can have, especially living in communities. And above all, we are also looking at advocacy.
Right.
Advocacy is one key area that we are looking at in terms of forest and farm producers and how they can become agents of bringing on resilient landscapes and also providing for opportunities for them to become economically stable.
Right.
So these are the four key areas we are working with, and we definitely are working towards building the capacities of forest and farm producer organizations to be able to at least do things around these four areas that can support them, especially in their livelihoods.
Great. So you spoke about those four areas. So the one that has to do with landscape, business incubation, social and cultural services. And advocacy.
Yeah.
Today, let's focus and bring our attention to business incubation in focus. So when we talk about business incubation, what are we talking about?
Great. And this is one very exciting area that GAFAP has been working on, especially over the last 3 years, trying to build on the business incubation capacities of our members. So business incubation is probably providing especially businesses or forest and farm businesses services that would help them to be able to promote their businesses. So those kinds of services that help in the promotion of businesses, such as access to finance, access to markets, and also opportunities for them to be able to design and also sell their products, especially in the forest and farm area. And so the area of business incubation is a critical area that GAFAP sees as one area that it needs to work with, especially in terms of building the capacities of forest and farm businesses so that they can promote these businesses and become much more available, especially in the terms of the economy of the Republic of Ghana,
right,
and also providing services especially at the base where these forest and farm producers are working, because most of them are at the rural base. So how do they access services, especially in terms of finance, and also be able to access these services and be able to promote especially businesses that they are involved in?
Great.
So it's one area that we are looking at, building the capacities of various forest and farm producer organizations to become much more business savvy and become much more active, especially in the business sense.
Great. So if you have just joined us, this is Ura Radio 89.7. We are having a conversation with the Secretary of Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers, Mark Kebo. He's in studio and we're looking at what the Federation is, what it offers its members, its operational areas and other issues, and zeroing in especially on business incubation. That's what we've been looking at currently. So still on business incubation. So what business incubation services do you offer your members?
Great. So for now, we are looking at about three areas that we are working, especially with our forest and farm producer organizations to be able to build their capacities around. The first is the area of access to finance.
Okay.
Businesses are really in need of various financing mechanisms to be able to promote their businesses and ensure that they are also being able to further enhance what they are doing as businesses.
All right.
So at least one key area that GAFAP has found, which is very, very useful for us, is what we call the village savings and loans.
Village savings and loans.
Right. This is providing opportunities for financial inclusion, especially for savings on a weekly basis, especially for these forest and farm producer organizations.
Right.
So up to about 90% of our forest and farm producer organizations that work with GAFAP have village savings and loans associations. And these village savings and loans associations are providing them the opportunity, one, to be able to do savings, and two, to be able to invest those savings, especially in terms of productive activities that can support their various businesses.
Right.
And this is also now being promoted further, especially in terms of enhancing their capacities to be able to access the formal financial services that are available to them. And so GAFAP is also working, especially in the area of access to finance, and working with various financial institutions to be able to promote especially businesses that are around forest and farm areas. And that is also providing us an opportunity to be able to interact more with these financial institutions to see how we can get what we call tailor-made financing to be able to support these smallholder forest and farm producer organizations.
Right.
The second area we're looking at is what we call the GAFAP business incubation hubs. We are trying to have opportunities to build GAFAP businesses around various business incubation hubs that are centered around the three ecological zones that I spoke about. So, for instance, in the savannah zone, there are specific businesses that forest and farm producers are into.
Yeah.
In the forest zone, they also have their own businesses that they are into. So we want to be able to have those business incubation hubs around those ecological zones to be able to support the specific businesses that forest and farm producers are into.
Great.
So within the business incubation hub, we have the GAFAP Business Incubation Unit. And these are persons that are available within those locations that have business skills and are able to provide those business skills to these forest and farm producer organizations.
Right.
The third area is access to markets. And we're looking at access to market broadly around how we can support especially smallholder producers to be able to access markets. And so we're looking at how do we look at networking and having opportunities for producers to be able to interface, especially with market actors, especially within the various ecological zones. We're also looking at how we can have opportunities for producers to be able to exhibit their products and also to be able to ensure that they are also producing their products to the highest quality that meets the market demand.
Right.
And so in that access to market area, we are really working with various stakeholders, especially market actors, and also financial institutions to be able to ensure that we are able to ensure that producers are able to access the financing to be able to produce, to be able to meet the market demand. So these are the three key areas around business incubation support that we are supporting the various forest and farm producer organizations to achieve.
Right. And so what are the importance of these business incubation services that you just gave us?
Great. So highly very important, because for any business, how to be able to access your market and be able to make the best use of the market to be able to ensure that whatever business you are doing thrives is very, very important.
Mm.
So we are looking at how do we ensure that businesses are able to access the real market that keeps them sustainable. And in that same vein, we are also looking at how do we support the businesses to be able to meet the demands of the market. Because the demands of the market are said that we are in a competition. And so once we are in a competition, things definitely would change at a certain point in time.
Right.
So we're looking at how do we support the businesses to be able to produce and produce in a very good way that meets the market actors' demands. We're also looking at the access to finance, as we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Finance is a very, very important area that businesses need to be able to thrive. And so having an opportunity to be able to ensure that businesses are able to access financing at a very moderate rate, especially in terms of Ghana, you know that the interest rates are very, very high.
Very high. Very
and of
high.
Course, for forest and farm businesses, these are things that also require some specific engagements, especially within the financial sector, to be able to support them. So, for instance, what we are doing with Village Savings and Loans is a very good contributor, especially in terms of financing. And of course, our work with the various financial institutions is also supporting, especially complement the financial needs of forest and farm producers.
Great. So I'm just looking at all of this and it sounds great to me. So I'm asking, how is membership obtained? Is it open for more members to join in? And
sure.
How does one do that?
Yes. So the forest and farm, facility is the key area that we are working on. And members are drawn from persons that have been part of the forest and farm facility.
Right.
But we are going beyond that. GAFAP now has an open membership that it is having membership registration forms that if you are a forest and farm producer organization that is working with forest and farm producers, you are able to join. But you're not supposed to join as an individual.
You're right.
Supposed to join as a forest and farm producer organization. And you must also be willing to be able to undertake some of those activities that GAFAP is currently undertaking. And that should just be it. We are looking to be able to have more membership to be able to ensure that our advocacy situation is going on and going on well.
Great. This is so great. And is there anything that you want to say as your last words as we end this for today?
Thank you so much. We are very excited that we are here today to be able to speak about GAFAP and, of course, GAFAP's work. And also in terms of the business incubation services that GAFAP is offering our various members. We are very sure that in terms of our ability to be able to provide those business incubation services, it would definitely provide forest and farm producer organizations the ability to be able to become much more business conscious.
Great.
Access more financing, especially for their various businesses, and also begin to act in ways that promote their various businesses. And we are very excited that we are having this opportunity to be able to spread the word around business and business incubation and how business incubation can support GAFAP and, of course, businesses around Ghana. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mark Cable, for joining us. So that was Mark Cable Aparibu. He's the Secretary of Ghana Federation of Forest and Farm Producers. And the conversation has been today on business incubation. Thank you so much for joining us and continue to enjoy your day.